Good morning, friends. This is the day that God is creating. This is the day that God is making. This is a new day, and we are all called into this day to worship, to love God, to love each other, to love creation. So I invite you and welcome you to this time of worship. We're glad you're visiting with us from near and far. If you are here joining the service for the first time, we welcome you, and we're glad that you've joined us. For those of you who've been to these Zoom worship services before, we're glad you're back. Thank you for joining us this morning. And for those of you who are visiting for the first time, we invite you, if you would like to share your name and your email, if you're comfortable, in the chat box. If you're not comfortable doing that or would like to send me an email with your information, I would love to be in touch with you. And my email is tabunitedpastor@gmail.com. That's tabunitedpastor@gmail.com. So please reach out. Let us know you're here if this is your first time. We're glad you've joined us. A couple words about the Zoom worship time. One of the things we want to highlight, just for security purposes, is to not click on any links or that are unfamiliar or that come from a user we don't recognize. So just be aware of that, to be careful for that. You will notice that you are muted right now. All participants in the worship are muted, so we can hear the people who are leading. There will be a couple times in the service where you will be unmuted, and one of those is during the passing of the peace. So you can speak, or we'll have some moment of holy chaos where we can greet each other. So we will let you know when that happens, as well as at the end of the service, there'll be some time for you to check in with each other, to just say hi afterwards. So those are just a couple notes about our service. We're going to continue now in our service of worship as we call ourselves to worship.
Good morning. Let us join in the call to worship. Creator of mountain grandeur and meteor showers, you are ever at work in the infinite space of the universe and in the smallness of each ant, beetle, butterfly, and be. We marvel at your majesty, yet are awestruck at the intricate simplicity of life. Dew glistening on spider's web, birdsong jubilant, each day a miracle dawning. Today we give you thanks for trees. We rest in their shade, breathe in their oxygen, feast on their fruit. Trees anchor the ground beneath our feet and purify the air around us. Their cycles are a silent, faithful witness to your goodness and providence. We thank you, God. We praise you for your goodness. We worship you. Amen.
I invite you to join in singing together this morning, starting with God is Still Creating, a song from an old sermon series. Let's sing together this morning.
God is making all things new, giving water in the wilderness, sending manna down to feed the hungry ones, forming cloud and fire to guide and bless. God is making new. All around us and from the inside, God is making. Celebrating that God is still creating. God is making all things new, giving us the words to speak truth to power, changing bodies and calling us new names, speaking peace within our darkest hour. God is making new. All around us and from the inside, God is making new. Join in celebrating that God is still creating. God is still creating. God is still creating. God is still creating. God is still creating.
Amen. God is still creating each of us today and making us new this morning. Let's sing Touch the Earth Lightly, which you can find in your hymnal or on the words on the screen. We're thinking about the earth this morning, about the trees, about the ground beneath our feet. Let's sing together.
Touch the earth lightly, use the earth gently, nourish the life of the world in our care. Gift of great wonder, ours to surrender, trust for the children tomorrow will bear. We who endanger, who create hunger, agents of death for all creatures that live. We who would foster clouds of disaster, God of our planet, forestall and forgive. Let there be greening, birth from the burning, water that blesses and air that is sweet. Health in God's garden, hope in God's children, regeneration that peace will complete. God of all living, God of all loving, God of the seedling, the snow and the sun, teach us, deflect us, Christ, reconnect us, using us gently and making us one.
Let us pray. Living God, we gather in your presence to worship you. May our worship join with all creations, praising you according to its kind. We celebrate the beauty and importance of the trees that you have made. May the worship of our hearts be reflected in the worship of our lives, so that we enable the trees of the field to clap their hands and the trees of the forest to sing for joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the words of the prophet Joel. The vine is dried up and the fig tree is withered. The pomegranate, the palm, and the apple tree, all the trees of the field are dried up. Surely the people's joy is withered away. Let us call to mind our sin against God, our neighbor, and God's creation. Creator God, you planted a world of beauty and variety, filled with trees for food and shade. We have turned forests into deserts and many living trees into disposable consumer products. We confess our selfishness in misusing your handiwork to resource our greed. Sow within us the seeds of repentance and humility to live gently within the community of creation and to bring forth the fruit of your reign of justice and peace. O God, have mercy. The risen Christ comes to raise us from our deadly ways today. May Christ cleanse you and raise you from all your sins and call you anew to follow God's purpose in the garden of creation. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
I invite you to join in singing the song of praise together, the refrain of God is still creating. Let's sing.
God is making new. All around us and from the inside, God is making new. Join in celebrating that God is still creating. God is still creating. God is still creating. Creating. God is still creating.
Amen.
Amen. Friends, because Christ has offered us the gift of peace, we are invited to share the peace of Christ with one another. Let us turn to each other. You can go to gallery view now and share the passing of the peace with one another.
Don't
look
with you.
Peace.
Friends.
Peace. 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 Hello. Neighbor.
You may come to hi.
Love.
Peace, Geneva.
Hi, Grandma Paige.
That's her name.
Hi, Brazil.
Hola.
Hi, Laura.
You know, friends with the yard and the patio. It's about bringing that personality to life.
Come and see, come and see. I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me. Come as a child, oh, come and see.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Okay, good. All right, thank you. Okay, today I'm going to think about something that Pastor Katie read from the Bible a couple of weeks ago on Easter. It was a verse that's where Jesus said, be not afraid. And said, be not afraid is kind of a fancy way of saying, don't be afraid. So this is a story about being afraid. And before we start, I want everyone to think about something that you're really afraid of. You don't have to tell anyone, but just think for 10 seconds about something you're really afraid of. So one time there was a little boy who was very, very afraid of dogs. And his mother said one day, let's go for a walk. So they turned onto a block where a dog was always on the porch. The little boy stopped and started to cry. What's the matter? His mother said. There's a very big dog on that porch and he's going to bite me. The mother said, tell me about that dog. The little boy said, he has big, scary eyes that look right through me. Oh, that could be very scary. And he has big, sharp teeth that could bite off my fingers. Well, that sounds very scary. And he has long, sharp claws that could scratch my skin right off. Oh, that sounds very, very scary, said the mother. Let me look. Do you want to come? No, said the boy. So the mother went to the house where the dog lived and looked at him. While she was looking, the little boy was very, very afraid. He was afraid of being alone on the corner. He was afraid of cars, and he was afraid the dog would bite his mother. He shut his eyes very tightly and put his hands over his eyes like this. It seemed like a long time that his mother was away. He heard her boots going click, click on the sidewalk, and he felt her hands slowly moving his hands away from his eyes. Let's talk about that dog. I looked very, very carefully. It's a mama dog, and she has two little puppies. She was licking them, and I watched her teeth. Her teeth are very small, like this. Then I saw her lift up her paw and push one of her puppies, but she pushed him very gently. Her claws are short and round, not sharp. The puppies are very small, and she is very gentle with them. And her eyes are big and soft, like this. The little boy thought about what his mother had said. He was afraid she was going to make him go to the porch and look at that dog, just as she had. He did not want to go near that dog. The mother said, someday we can go to that house and ask the dog's owner if you can look at her. Maybe we can pat her and pat the puppies, but not yet. The little boy stood in the corner and thought about the dog and her puppies. He thought about her teeth and her claws. He decided that maybe they weren't as long and as sharp as he had imagined. He decided he would go look at the dog someday. So let's finish with a prayer. God, thank you for helping us understand what we're afraid of. And as we understand it, maybe be a little bit less afraid. Amen.
Don't be afraid, my love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger. And I have promised to be always near. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger. And I have promised to be always near.
Amen. In the spirit of thinking about new life and about creation this morning, let's sing New Earth, Heavens New together.
Spirit of God move. nature's new spirit of life moving. New heart, spirit's new image of God moving. Sing a new song to the one who has said, behold, I make all things new. Mercy's new, Spirit of God moving. New strength, hopefulness new, Spirit of life moving. New heart, Spirit's new, image of God moving. Sing a new song to the one who has said, behold, I make all things new. New minds, wisdom new, Spirit of God moving. New birth, creatures new, Spirit of life moving. Nature new, image of God moving. Sing a new song to the one who has said, behold, I make all things new.
Scripture reading today is Acts 2, 14, and 36 to 47. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, siblings, what should we do? Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of God for the people of God. All thanks be to God.
Thank you, Chris, for that reading. Let's pray together, friends. Gracious God, we thank you that this morning you come to us in the places where we are, in our homes, in these rooms that we're in. Oh God, speak to us right where we are. I ask, oh God, that you would speak through me, and I ask that you would speak in spite of me, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. These days, in this time of quarantine, I've been more grateful than ever for the ability to be outside and to take walks in the Wissahickon Valley Park, which is close to where we live here at Mount Airy. Every day, our two-year-old son, Oscar, asks if he can go to the Hickon to play. That's short for Wissahickon. He calls it the Hickon. His favorite thing to do is to play with sticks. He likes to pick up a stick and pretend to blow the leaves with the stick, like he's blowing a leaf blower. And he always wants you to do it with him. So Heather and I have spent a great deal of time lately blowing leaves in the Hickon together with Oscar. Oscar also is learning to use the word love. And he's learning to say the words or phrases like, I love you, Mama. But the funny thing is that the first time he ever used the word love in a sentence was to say, I love a stick. I love a stick. The other morning as I was putting on his shoes as we were about to go out for a walk, he said it again. He said, Mama, I love a stick. And like Oscar, I love a stick too. I love trees. I love trees that give us sticks to play with. I love to look up at trees that have grown so enormous and tall that you can barely see the top. They tower over you like a quiet sage who has wisdom to offer if we listen. I love to watch younger trees, trees that are my height, and you get to get up close to them and watch the small buds unfolding ever so slowly. A small testimony to the miracle of life. Humans cannot make a leaf unfurl. Only some power beyond us can do that. And I love imagining how the leaves are doing things that humans are incapable of doing, sucking up carbon from the atmosphere and water from the ground, and in turn creating oxygen for you and for me to breathe. This week, being out with Oscar and observing and looking at the trees every day has helped me to remember the remarkable gifts that trees give us, give humans and all kinds of wildlife on this planet. Trees are at work 24/7 cleaning our air. They provide habitat for songbirds and other wildlife. Fertile soil is made from years of falling leaves, composted into the earth again and again. Fertile soil is what gives us the things we enjoy, strawberries, cucumbers, sweet corn. Trees provide shade from unbearably hot sunlight. Trees act as giant pollution filters, snatching ozone, carbon, and other greenhouse gases from the atmosphere, absorbing them into their leaves and giving us clean oxygen. Trees are noise filters, reducing noise pollution. Wood from trees builds many homes. Wood from trees builds fires that keep people's homes warm. Trees provide paper that are in books that each of us treasure on our nightstand. In the room where you are right now, I would bet something in that room is made from a tree. Maybe it's a table your cousin gave you, a bookshelf from your grandmother's house. Maybe it's that old rocking chair in the corner, or a frame on your wall around a picture of a family reunion. Maybe it's the pencil in your hand, or the round carved wooden bowl on your table. If you think about it, trees are not only a gift to us outside, but they give us in our homes. They gift us in our homes too. From everything from the practical to the beautiful, and sometimes practical and beautiful. Author, scientist, and mother, Robin Wall Kimmerer is a member of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation. In her book, Braiding Sweetgrass, she talks about how in the Anishinaabe way, trees are counted as people. Trees are called the standing people. In our Western culture and in the United States government, we count humans in the census. But for many indigenous peoples and their worldview, trees must be counted too. And why would they not? After all, without trees, we humans could not exist. Indigenous cultures and spirituality have long been gifting us with a worldview that stands in stark contrast to the Western settler colonial worldview. The Western worldview sees nature as something to be harnessed, controlled, and exploited. And this worldview, I believe, has been killing us and killing our planet. According to Kitawa Cherokee, Randy Woodley is a theologian, and he talks about how in the indigenous worldview, humanity is seen as formed by nature, as a part of nature, not over nature. And I believe that we need to continually be reborn, convert to an indigenous worldview. Pope Francis, this past Wednesday on the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, called for an ecological conversion. By way of confession, he said, "We have failed to care for our earth, our garden home. We have sinned against the earth, against our neighbors, and ultimately against the Creator. We need," he said, "ecological conversion." And that requires a new way of looking at the earth, not as a storehouse of resources for us to exploit, but as a sacred gift for sustaining all of humanity. Ecological conversion, he says, stems from a loving and respectful contemplation of the earth and its beauty and leads to concrete action. Now, here we heard Chris read this story from the book of Acts this morning. Now, the early disciples may have not been in need of the same kind of ecological conversion that we are in need of today. But if you look at the pattern of conversion in the story that we heard today, it is instructive for us, I believe. The passage we heard from Acts is in the context of Pentecost. We don't get to hear the whole story. We will hear more of that later. But this is kind of coming out of the experience of Pentecost. And if you remember what happened at Pentecost, the disciples found themselves in this very surprising place where they were gifted by the Holy Spirit and could speak in languages that were not their own and could communicate across languages. And after this great drama, people thought this something crazy was going on. They thought there was some drunken party happening. But Peter stands up and starts preaching and says, "No, that's not what's happening here. Let me tell you what's happening." And he starts to preach, and he goes into how Jesus died a horrible death and was raised from the dead, and starts talking about how death could no longer hold him down. And God raised Jesus up from that death. And now we are, all of us, as followers of the risen Christ, all of us are called to new life in the Spirit. God has forgiven our sins and is raising us to new life. And hearing this message, this core message, the people are just cut to the heart. And they hear that part of this new life that God is giving them starts with a new imagination about what God's world looks like and who belongs in it and who's in it. Conversion here in Acts is a rebirth of the imagination of what God's world looks like. And people are converted to a new vision, and as a result, they start to change their lives. They start to live differently. And you can see that pattern of conversion. People experience the Spirit. They are in awe. They're filled with the Spirit. They get then down to action. They start practicing living differently in light of that vision. And so we hear actually some practical things that they start to do differently. The scripture says they devote themselves to studying and reflection, ongoing spiritual formation. They devote themselves to that. They eat together. They share food. They worship together. They go to temple regularly together. And what else do? They begin to hold all things in common. What? They begin to hold all things in common. That sounds like a bunch of communists, doesn't it? Well, whatever your interpretation of what it means to hold all things in common, let me just say that it should be, that phrase alone should be a scandal to our capitalistic ears. Our capitalistic ways should be scandalized by that phrase. These early Jesus followers, they practiced shared ownership. They held things in common because they had a vision of the world where all the goods in the world did not belong to them or to any few people or one person. Gifts were from God to be shared. They held all things in common. And not only that, they were selling their possessions and their property in order to distribute to all those who had in need. Scandal again to our capitalistic ears. Selling their possessions, their goods, so that everyone had what they need. Now, with this worldview, it would be hard to say something like, I own this land, or this is my house, or this is my stuff. No, because it turns out in God's kingdom, private property isn't really a thing. Private property isn't a thing. That makes me uncomfortable. Does it make you uncomfortable? Private property isn't really a thing in this new vision. An accumulation of goods and property for one's own self is not a virtue. Action out of conversion. Action out of conversion. From new vision to taking steps to live differently. This is the pattern of conversion we see here in the book of Acts. Why would it be any different of a pattern for us? New vision, new worldview, and then taking steps to act differently. So what if we did undergo an ecological conversion over and over again? Ecological conversion to me starts with this ongoing, with an ongoing conversion of learning to shift from a Western colonial worldview toward a more indigenous worldview, where the Spirit of God has not only descended upon humans, but upon creation itself. The flaming tongues of fire rest not just on people, but on trees, on the forests. Humans have the gift of the Spirit, and non-human life also has the gift of the Spirit. And if this is true, then when we are challenged to distribute our goods so that no one is in need, what if we started to imagine that it wasn't only human beings who were in need, but also our trees, the birds, our forests, our oceans, our land, all the plants, the water, all that is around us is in need of our distribution of goods? Can we distribute wealth for the sake of non-human life too? Because the earth needs us to give, to make sacrifices, to change our lives. We have neglected to see non-human life as alive and sacred and full of God's Spirit. We need to repent. As Pope Francis has said, the body of God is not just comprised of humans. The body of God is the whole earth. The whole ecosystem is God's body. What if we lived and organized our lives as if we believed that? What if we did that? Perhaps being in this time of physical distance and when we're in quarantine in this period of time, perhaps this could be a time where we reflect more deeply on our need for ecological conversion. Are there ways that are patterns that you've noticed in your own life that could shift? Habits or things you need to shed. New habits, rhythms, practices that you need to take on. Can we encourage one another and do those practices together like the early disciples? Stephen Jay Gould says, "We will not save what we have not learned to love. We will not save what we have not learned to love." I want my child to continue to proclaim throughout his life, "I love a stick. I love a stick, because if that love is nurtured in him and deepens as he grows, he will also join the fight to save the trees and the natural world. Do you love a stick? Do you love the trees? Do you know that trees are filled with the glory of God? So how can we do well by trees? Well, I have a suggestion. I have an action item, an action you can take today. If you haven't already seen this week, I'd like to invite you to plant a tree, or if you can't do that, to pay for others to plant trees on your behalf in areas where those trees are much needed. The Earth Day Network is working on a goal of planting one tree for every human on this planet by the end of this year. That's almost 8 billion trees. We can be part of this work. And this week at TAB, we are joining with the United Church of Christ's Plant a Tree campaign. So for example, for $1 a tree, the Arbor Day Foundation will plant numerous trees on your behalf in a national park. Fires, diseases, and insects have taken their toll on natural settings, and your donation would help to rebuild those areas. For $12 a tree, the Organization of African Instituted Churches in Kenya will plant trees on your behalf in areas identified as priority regions for reforestation in East Africa. And for $12 a tree, the Green Church Project in Zambia will provide trained climate ambassadors to plant trees on your behalf in communities and on church grounds throughout that country. For $20 a tree, Keep Hope Alive will plant olive trees on your behalf on Palestinian lands, where these trees have been the target of Israeli military attacks. So far, just from a couple people I've heard from who have given to this at TAB, we've already paid for 20 trees to be planted in Kenya, 2 trees in Palestine, and 10 trees in the United States at national parks. I would love for you to contribute and then to share with me what you've contributed so that we together as a church can pool our givings and see what we can do together, how sharing our resources is a powerful testimony to God's Spirit working within us, and we can show our love not only for trees, but for whole communities across the globe who benefit from the health of these trees. So I'm going to ask you to join me in this. Here's the link. Could someone put this link in the chat box for me? It's www.ucc.org/plant-a-tree. www.ucc.org/plant-a-tree. If you have to choose this morning, and hear me out, if you have to choose this morning between giving to the church or planting a tree, choose the tree. I want to invite you to choose the tree. Our testimony this morning is to our ongoing ecological conversion. Let's share our goods with those in need, and that includes the natural world, that includes trees. Now, of course, I'd love for you also to give to the church, but I want you to prioritize this morning the trees. So I want to invite us and call us all to deepen in and grow in our love of a stick. Amen.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh.
So usually when I'm liturgist, I try to ad lib something off the sermon as an invitation to give, but that whole sermon was an invitation to give. So in that spirit, what we get from the earth, let us give back to the earth. What we get from this church, let us give back to this church. As Katie said, either from giving to the trees or giving to the church. If you want to give to the trees, you have the URL. If you want to give the church to the church, you can text any amount to 84321 or visit tabunited.org/donation.
It matters to me that Jesus was born. He entered the world as a little child. It matters to me that Jesus taught. He ate with the sinner and the defiled. Sometimes I wonder if Jesus hears us. Does he know our pain? Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. He lived and died upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. And he's calling us to live again. Amen, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. It matters to me that Jesus lived. He walked the earth, the path that we trod. It matters to me that Jesus doubted. On the cross, he called out to God. And when I wonder if Jesus hears us, my soul sings this reply. Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. He lived and died upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. And he's calling us to live again. Amen, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator, Christ, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
God, please accept these gifts, which we are only giving back. All the gifts we have received from you, from the earth, from this church. Amen.
Amen. This is the time where we open up the space, at least in the chat function, to share our reflections on the service or any joys you have that you'd like to share or concerns you want to lift up, prayers that you want to lift up, so that we can be lifting those up with you and sharing in those burdens. So you can do that now. I'm going to give just a few moments for folks to type in the chat box any prayer concerns you would like to lift up. So please share those with us. Feel free to use your name, if you'd like us to use your name or know your name, just spell that out for us and the pronouns you use as well. Or if you'd like us to not use pronouns for you, just your name, you can do that. So let's do that now. Let's share. Let's lift up our prayers with one another, our joys, our concerns, anything you want to share. I have Lucinda is showing, sharing now a joy of being online with her students, which has been a blessing. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Amen. Chris Purdom is asking for prayers. Teruyuki Okazaki died of COVID-19 complications this week. He was my sensei for 16 years and was a spiritual leader to thousands of people around the world. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Kristen, prayers for my husband who is having surgery tomorrow morning. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Ed Dugan is asking for prayers. Please keep me and my coworkers who are frontline hospital workers all over the country in your prayers. Thank you, Ed. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Buki is asking for prayers for her friend Alicia and her family as their grandmother passed away last week due to COVID illness. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. A joy from Pauline. This service, trees, and that my parents are both recovering from their illnesses. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Jennifer and Rose are sharing, and Levi are sharing prayers. Prayers for my dad, Leroy, as he recovers from a difficult wound. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Jim Gerhard, for my brother, Andrew, who tested positive for the coronavirus, but who is recovering and who has been tested to see whether he is still contagious. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Fletcher, my honorary daughter, Rachel, recently learned that her headaches are a brain tumor. The next steps are uncertain. Let us pray for Rachel. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Heather is praying for loved ones in prison and detention centers who are especially vulnerable to the coronavirus. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Chris Page is asking for prayers for all those who are far away from loved ones. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Greg Akins is asking for prayers for Catherine, Catherine, the six-year-old granddaughter, wants us to pray for all those who are in the hospitals everywhere because of the virus. Thank you, Catherine. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Emily, AJ and I saw a neighbor who got picked up by an EMT yesterday, not sure what for, and the process was surreal. Just want to lift up my community. That's from Emily. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Sarah Hill is giving thanks for her godson, Greer, who turns 6 this week. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Suzanne Wakefield, prayers of thanksgiving for my friends Linda and Ken. Their son Scott is doing much better in his battle with COVID. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Michelle Addis, prayers for both Amanda and I who are dealing with COVID symptoms. I am waiting for a call for my test results. Pray for strength for me and my lungs, as well as healing. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Nicole and Elliot are asking for prayers for their grandmother, Elliot's great-grandmother, who is in a nursing home in New Jersey where coronavirus is starting to spread among the patients. It has been agonizing to know that she is ending her life alone. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Megan Gibson is asking prayers that there will be more COVID testing sites that are accessible, that don't require a car, insurance, or a prescription. Yes, amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Ana del Corazon is giving joy. My baby sister graduated with her master's in education and also turned 38 this week. I finally hosted a virtual kids Spanish for Tonio and some friends. We survived another week of homeschooling. In prayer for all the children struggling with staying at home, unable to articulate their funky feelings, and the parents who take care of them. Yes. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Vic Comfer is asking prayers for his brother Steve in the hospital. That is not COVID, but for pulmonary problems. Thank you, Vic. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Thank you all for sharing your prayer concerns. I know there are many more that we have that are on our hearts, and we lift them up together, both the ones that are shared here through this chat and also ones that are on our hearts. So let us join now. I'm going to offer just a closing prayer as we lift up all these concerns. Let us join in continued prayer. And let's remember words from Psalm 36 this morning as we lift up these prayers. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals and oceans and nature alike, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love. All of us may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. We feast on the abundance of your house, and you give us drink from the river of your delights. For with you, O God, is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. O God, hear these prayers of your people. Hear the ones that have been shared, the cries of our hearts, the suffering, the difficulty, our struggles, O God, we lift them up to you. Hear these that have been spoken, and hear also, O God, the prayers that remain on our hearts that we have difficulty articulating. But you, O God, hear us. You know us better than we know ourselves. You know the sighs and the cries that are deep within us. We give you thanks, O God, as well for your abundance and for the life and the earth that you have created around us. We ask that you would help us to receive the gifts of your world and to know your grace that is all around us. Open our eyes to the new world you are creating, to the new vision you have for us. May the risen Christ meet us right where we are, calling us out of our dead places, calling us out of old ways and old harmful habits into new life, into a new world and new practices. So God, we ask all these things, and we lift up all of these concerns and all that we are to you. Let us join now in the prayer that Jesus taught us. If you don't know it by heart, you can pray along with the words on the screen. Let us pray together. Our Father and Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite you to join me in singing There Is More Love Somewhere. In singing this African-American hymn, we give thanks for the prophetic witness of African-American communities throughout history and join our voices in that refrain. Let's sing together.
There is more love somewhere. There is more love somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find it. There is more love somewhere. There is more peace. There is more peace somewhere. There is more peace somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find it. There is more peace somewhere. There is more joy, there is more joy somewhere. There is more joy somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find.
Amen. Friends, just a quick word before the benediction. I'm reading Fletcher's comment here on through the prayers and his comment about every time he's on Zoom, he scrolls down to see the names to pray for those names that he sees and their well-being. And it occurred to me that often what happens when we're done with Zoom, all of that goes away. But there is actually a way for us to get the chat box information after the service, which I have been using to do the same thing to keep those prayer concerns going. So I would be happy to share those prayers with you if you would like access to that, so that you can be lifting up those prayers after this worship today. So you can let me know if you'd like to receive the prayer concerns, so you can be lifting those up as well. So thank you, Fletcher, for sharing that. That's another way that we can be holding each other in this time, is for praying for each other and remembering these prayers that have been lifted up. I also want to give thanks, just a shout out, thanks to our wonderful office manager, Shell Brune, who is constantly working to fix things when we don't see them. So the chat function was turned off for a little bit for some reason, but she got that back up and running. So Shell, thank you. Your work is such a gift, and so give thanks, Brichelle, and for all of you. As you go, I hope you can stay for a few moments to say hi to each other after we finish the benediction. But as you go, I want to invite you to go with these words. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with kindness and grant you peace. Go out into the world and in your homes. Share the love of God with all of creation. Share your possessions, share your goods, so that no one, not anyone in creation, is in need. Go and serve God. Amen.